Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Boris Johnson has warned European countries that they will soon have to choose between purchasing ever more energy from the Russian Federation and supporting Ukraine, peace, and stability. The corresponding statement was released on the government's website. I hope that other European countries may recognize that a choice is shortly coming between mainlining ever more Russian hydrocarbons in giant new pipelines and sticking up for Ukraine and championing the cause of peace and stability, Johnson stressed. According to him, some countries are simply not going to evolve towards free market democracies, and this should be understood clearly. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom noted, "The West supports the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine not because it wants to be adversarial to Russia, but because it is committed to the values of democracy and freedom." At the same time, Ned Price, the spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State, said that the United States intends to continue to coordinate closely with allies and partners throughout Europe to respond to Russia's escalation. He added that Russia's actions on the border with Ukraine were of great concern to the United States, allies, and partners. The day before, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the Russian Federation against any aggression against Ukraine. He made the statement after a meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba in Brussels. According to Stoltenberg, there has been a large and unusual concentration of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine in recent weeks. NATO remains vigilant. We are monitoring the situation very closely. We call on Russia to be transparent about its military activities, NATO Secretary General said. The Mirror recently reported that the United Kingdom was ready to send up to 600 troops to Ukraine amid the threat of the Russian Federation's invasion. The task force is ready to deploy in Ukraine within a few hours. Journalists note that the preparations began after the heads of defense agencies and MI6 informed the UK's Prime Minister that the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin pose an obvious and real threat to Ukraine and Western countries. Bodin Marushak, Share.